is the world out there. I'm getting really low feedback.
But so far, so good. All right. Well, this is Underground Stars. I am your host, Sophia. I'm glad whoever is tuning in is tuning in. Okay. Let me fix the mic, you know, so you can hear my lovely voice. How you doing? Anyway, so sorry I haven't been around. It's been very hectic in the past few weeks or days, if you want to consider it days, at Hampshire College. Just to update you on my life on campus, last week we had a week off because of a sudden blackout due to a snowstorm a day after Hampshire Halloween. And it was pretty intense. Hampshire Halloween happened. We had awesome Ninja Sonic come through. Shout out to you guys, because all that night, all I wanted to do was just chill and be with you guys. It was awesome. I had a great time. I was on stage with Ninja Sonic. It was just great. I loved it. Anyway, the day after that, what was really crazy, so we're all just hanging out. Snow is coming down. We're just like, what the fuck? 2012, what's going to happen to this, to us right now? Are we going to, get destroyed? Is the world ending? What's happening? So basically, I'm in my room, I'm on the computer, I'm doing stuff, working on some outlines or just on Facebook as usual. And next thing you know, the lights are dimming. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, okay, I start unplugging a lot of stuff just in case. I'm thinking oh my God, maybe we're using too much power. So I'm unplugging lights, I'm unplugging a lot of shit. And then I go back to my room and the lights start fading again. I'm like, what the hell? This is crazy. And the next thing you know, whoom, all the lights go off for 20 seconds. And everybody's just quiet. And we're just what the fuck is happening? So then the lights go back on and we're just whoa, okay, this is cool, but what's happening? So I go to my friend's room, go to my friend Elijah's room, and he's knocked out, tired as shit. And I'm just there oh my God, we had a blackout for 20 seconds. Oh my God, what if we actually have a blackout that's going to last for for a longer time, and we could put candles in the living room and we could do all this kind of stuff. And then I go back to my room and then an hour later, boom, again, all the lights go off for a longer time. So we're just there panicking. We're what the fuck are we going to do? Thank God we went shopping that day for candles, because we did. We got mad candles, coincidentally. So we put all candles in the living room. We're having a cool time. We're going back and forth. But I'm telling you, the snow was ridiculous. It was my first snow blackout. And the trees were falling everywhere. We couldn't leave our houses, apparently, because basically, we're in the rural area. We're in a forest, and there's just trees everywhere, and trees are falling. You hear them. There's blue lights flashing in the sky. We're thinking aliens are coming. We don't know what the hell's happening. But the next day, there's no lights, nothing. The power is out. Everybody's just what is happening? I try to save our meat, our food, and I put it in the snow, and that didn't work. And whatever. And then we my friends and I, we go into town, all the street lights are out, everything is out. The only place is open is this spot called Antonio's. It's a pizza spot and it's really, really good. And it was intense. I was just oh shit, this is for real. We actually have a blackout. And then they basically evacuated us and I ended up going to New York. My ass went back to New York City to my cozy ass house. And I can honestly say that I needed that damn week off. For a long time, I've been considering transferring just so I could be back in the city, be with friends. And even though I have a lot of great friends here, it's just I miss family. I miss being, shit like this, a blackout happening. What if that happens in New York and I'm far away? I don't know. It's weird. But for multiple reasons, I'm still here. It's the good people, the fresh air, the classes, but it's a balance. And I got the valley and the city hand in hand, Hey. But anyway, enough of me talking, because I know you guys are listening for some good-ass music, right? I'm hoping, yes. Yes, any takers? But anyway, I actually wanted to update you, if you guys haven't heard already. I know a bunch of you already got Drake's album and it didn't even come out yet, or apparently it did, whatever. But I, I downloaded it. You know, I got all his songs, and you know, he features Kendrick Lamar, The Weeknd, Rihanna, Stevie Wonder, and it's like a really chill album. Like, if you think about it, you just think of like smoking weed and just chilling there and listening to this album. Even though, like, even if you don't smoke weed, like, it's still just a really chill, relaxing album, and I really liked it a lot. Even though, like, I don't know, his video for one of the songs, I was just like, all right, okay. All right, buddy, what are you trying to do? But whatever. I mean, everybody goes through their phases. But the only thing about him featuring The Weeknd, I'm just there like, I love The Weeknd so much. And I'm glad you put in The Weeknd. It's just that now everybody's going to listen to The Weeknd. And like, it's not going to be my like guilty pleasure to listen to The Weeknd anymore because everybody knows about The Weeknd now. Whatever. Oh. I'll get over it, right? We all get over everything. Unless you, you lose your toe and you can't really walk anymore. Can't really get over that. I don't know. Don't mind me. Okay, so I'm going to play the song once it's loading because my computer is being a tard. No offense to any tards out there. Just saying. But here you go.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence. Started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence. Drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments. Faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness. And they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that. I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that. And they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at? I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it, please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they missed the whole Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking it's about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
everybody. We have a special guest who came through. Mr. He's making a face at me that's kind of like stalkerish. Get it? Thank you for the soda. We got Jarrell Watkins in the building, or the little hut. Let me just tell you guys, those who don't go to Hampshire College and listen to me, this place where I do the radio show, it is literally like in the middle of our campus, but like surrounded by trees, and it's like a trek to get over here. Like I would like, since there's a lot of trees that fell over all over the place, like they have like wood chipper thingies, and I almost like fell, and there's like so many like tree stump majiggies all over the place. But anyway, yeah. So I'm glad Jarrell made it. Since he wants to be all antisocial apparently this week, because he's such a damn Pisces. Hey, I'm a Pisces and I'm social-ish. Like, even, I don't know, I feel awkward around people sometimes because I'm just awkward. Oh, by the way, Hampshire students, or those who actually are coming to Hampshire for the weekend, tomorrow, if you guys watch Awkward Black Girl on YouTube, she is actually coming to Hampshire College. It's going to happen at FPH, Franklin Patterson Hall, main lecture hall. And it's going to be great because I finally get to meet the most awkward person that I can relate to. And if you guys don't know about this person, go to YouTube right now after my show. Anyway, go to and look up Awkward Black Girl. It's like 3 minutes long, sometimes 5 minutes long. And it's just so funny because there's situations that I go through. Like, let's say you're going down a hallway and you always see the same person go through down the hallway. And you're just like, hey, hi. That's awkward. Okay, anyway, before we introduce Mr. Jarrell Watkins, I'm going to put on Ninja Sonic. I'm putting one of their new songs that they put recently. They actually put it out on October 28th, the same day as the same day that they came to Hampshire College, which is awesome. So, yeah, I'm just going to play. It's called 93 Till Infinity. They remade the song, obviously. So just check it out. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. They call me Tully. Yeah. Bad from sex, better known. Yeah. And I'm out there in the sun camp. Yeah. We're doing things our way for a long time. Yeah. Plan on keep doing it that way, you feel me? Yeah. No swords or masks, if you don't like it, kiss my ass. I'm a big deal like when Sean signed. My time is approaching, baby. Got that ocean flow, some call it wavy. From my city back, it feels like the 80s. But I write stuff, it's sort of like Cosuasis. It's the ninjas and we go hard. Been around the world like postcards. With your T-Mobile flow, you got no bars. In layman's terms, you're just a bar. Me and Fritz out in Venice playing tennis with some cougars. Even though I'm winning, man, I do it for the losers. And dirty kicks and cool shirts on Google search. We ring bells like our keys stinks. Got banned from Highline and started riots at the seat. Yeah, I'm putting niggas on, fuck, they hating me for it. Detoured, but we still swell. Cause we run the underground like the third rail. Yell a bunch of funny niggas, yeah, Will Ferrell's. I crush your house party with full force. Catch the rap pass, come scan the resorts. Used to buy the Vibe magazine and resource. Now I'm all over the hype machine and Beatport. I hate to toot my own horn, being too so long that I got a couple coins and my feet sore. So ain't really shit that you can explain to me. That's why I ignore and blow them off like a cup of tea. Luckily it's like the tweeze, now I'm sucker free. And fuck a fee, everywhere I wanna be is free. In love with my steeds, I'm using liquor G. No class, my ass is tucking truancy. Ain't nothing going on out here besides me. With that being said, I'm so far ahead. $6 million man with bionic legs. On fire like the bowl, somebody should clean the res. I'm gonna holler when I'm done eating, you can have the rest. Cause it's the ninjas. No swords and masks. If you don't like it, you can kiss my ass. If you don't like it, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, we got it in 2010. And we gon' keep on rapping in 2011. I plan to give them hell in 2012. Cause it's the ninjas. No swords and masks. If you don't like it, you can kiss my ass.
See, we don't really give a fuck. We never have. Y'all niggas act like it and say it, nigga. Talk it and we walk it. We self-sufficient over here, motherfucker. We do it for the motherfucking culture, nigga. It's telly, nigga. Everything you heard about me is motherfucking true. And I'm nice, you can't fuck with me. I know I didn't have to say that, but I did. And all my day one niggas, yeah, we gon' do it.
Sonic 93 till infinity. Oh man, just I'm sorry, but like people don't understand how much how happy I was when I saw Ninja Sonic on that they came. Like I totally don't tell nobody. Sorry, I know you're a Coco member, but you gotta shut it, okay? So I flirted with like the security guy, whatever. Just so I was like, hey, like he was Dominican, so I was like, oh, we can relate, let's talk, whatever. We were talking Spanish, everything, and we just got like, whatever. We were just like really cool, and then like I saw Ninja Sonic, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go back there, whatever. People thought I was with Ninja Sonic, like literally, people thought like, oh, you're with Ninja Sonic. I'm like, yeah, I'm with them, and like they were like, I, and so I was like in the back with them, and we were just like, oh. People don't understand. But anyway, shout out to people who are listening. I know Monica, Jerry, Mr. Skip. All right. Thank you, everybody on Twitter. I'm a shout out people on Twitter because, you know, because I could do that. All right. We got, oh, Naive, you're listening. Oh, thank you. We got EB. That's what I'm calling you now, EB. We got Big Ang. We got a whole bunch of people listening, and it makes me really happy because I don't know. I just got in a really good mood right now. Really, really good mood. Anyway. Sorry, this person is a very busy man, and just like, if whoever listens to True Blood, okay, I gave him a nickname called Eggs, because he has the voice of Eggs, and if you agree with me, you can write me on Facebook, and we'll see how many people agree with me, but yes, so he's going to perform a poem called Ghetto. So introduce yourself, don't be shy. Yeah, right here. Right there, I'm gonna turn down the speaker. Okay, here we go. Say hello. Hi, world.
How's it going?
Don't be shy.
I do not sound like Eggs off of what? True Blood?
True Blood.
No relation.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to recite the poem now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming to Underground Stars. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
This is for those who use the word ghetto as an adjective. When the word ghetto is a noun. We are a survival story of both terror and glory. The rush of bubbles in the cheeks as children zoom down hills on bikes. Enjoying their diets of annihilators, hot Cheetos and sugar sweet drinks. Passing Aunt Shirley's house, the corner stoop where everyone chills. Amir's corner store, the Baptist church, all the way down the block and back again. This happens. Regardless of the anchor teardrops that droop from children's faces after their bikes were stolen. The many shoplifters that scavenge inside corner stores like police throughout the neighborhoods. Dope boys who operate these streets like traffic lights stationed on every corner as toll booths. Young sisters pushing strollers and abusive boyfriends and rousing gunshots throughout the night explaining why the church has steady funeral services. Life continues. Even though this isn't the lifestyle we have chosen, we still embrace this culture. But when we are called ghetto, what does that mean? Ghetto, one, formerly the restricted quarter of many European cities where Jews were required to live. Two, any segregated mode of working and living resulted from bias or stereotyping. Three, a poor, densely populated city district occupied by a minority ethnic group, laid together by economic hardships and social restrictions. Is it being said that we are abnormal, a little too different, height, hair, eye color, skin, color? Is it to suggest that we should be condemned, quarantined inside our jail cell homes and merit concentration camps, worthy of only minimum wage and lottery dreams? Or was it the labeling process, primed for governmental genocide, the invitation to slaughterhouses of warfare with drugs, according to Super Bowls for us to partake, and money is planted in our faces, I suppose to them, which is ignorant, loud, gaudy, and ghetto. I'm sorry that we're not as SS Army officer proper, Nazi party proper, overseer proper, slave master proper, Ku Klux Klan proper, 1960s Jim Crow South proper. And we do not strive to become it. We are not hood rats, ghetto fabulous or project scum. We are mothers, brothers, fathers, sisters, and most of all, survivors. So, Mr. Proper, Wipe the swastikas from your lips when you call us ghetto. Because even in our worst, we are all still beautiful. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
I did not sound like eggs, though.
Okay, whatever.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. It was, I love that poem. And earlier he recited a poem, Stalker, in my house earlier, but he'll do that another show. So don't worry. It's pretty intense. Like I never, when he said his Stalker poem, I was like, God forbid I ever have a boyfriend like that, ever.
Stop.
Because if I do, it's a problem.
Stop.
What?
Stop. No.
What?
Why you had to bring the Stalker poem into this?
I had to bring it up because I heard it twice today.
That was not my fault.
Okay, well, still, it was in my presence. Anywho.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to recite my poem now.
Oh.
All right, yes. I mean, you heard it before, but, you know, I have a little bit more experience, okay? Anyway, it's called My Ode to Cigarettes. I call out your name to everyone I know, asking if there's any possibility you could be mine. To be seduced by you, be used by you, fall into a trance with you. Just give me one more chance, I beg and crave just for those minutes with you, because I know it's hard to buy your time. After each kiss, it makes me forget all my problems. My heart speeds up every time. I find you so sexy and oh so fine with your white coating and hazel eyes. Always saying your favorite lines, you're cool, you're chic. When I come to find out, you're not indeed. After a while, venom seeps into my body, slowly poisoning my soul, slowly taking away each breath from time to time. You begin to cause me trouble. My heart begins to hurt. Like everything will crumble, my mind becomes alert. I have a knot in my throat. I begin to lose my voice. You begin to control my life. The thought of you begins to make me cringe. I need to stop because I don't need you. But then I see you again, hand in hand with almost everyone I see. Like you're on your own love spree. I cannot help but become jealous and ask for you again. When others don't work out, I know you're there to comfort me. Always telling me the right things, but your actions are damaging me. Adding more stress than needed. You yourself damage your own frail body, filled with chemicals from drugs you endure. Contaminated, you try to filter yourself. But everyone knows what you really are, yet some can accept you like I did until it was too late. The greatest plus is my mother liking you, and you two conversing like two lovers from another land. Your bond is so strong, I'm entranced by it, and I try you out again. Thank you. That was my thing about cigarettes.
I truly enjoy that poem.
Thank you. And thank you, Jarrell, for bringing me a soda, because I needed it. I needed to burp. That's the main thing. But anywho, I'm going to play Kid Cudi, No One Believes Me. It's one of my updated new songs from him that I really, 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 really like. And yeah, check it out. If you haven't heard it yet.
Believe me. watching you. I've been watching you.
No One Believes Me. You should check out the video. It's pretty intense. Like, he's like a, you know, like a vampire / werewolf kind of thing. But fun fact about Kid Cudi that some people don't know is that he's half Mexican. Olé! Oh my God. So the other day, a friend of mine, Dante, hopefully he'll come by later. I'm not sure. But we were on my campus. My campus is like really hipster, super liberal, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we were like, I was sitting in front of the library, and he was like, I don't know how far away from me, but he was pretty far, but we could, like, we're screaming distance. And I'm like, oh, come to, like, this is the Day of the Dead event that we had yesterday. And I was like, oh, is it like some Mexican shit? And I was like, no, it doesn't really matter. And he's like, I don't like Mexicans except for tacos. And I'm, mind you, like, everybody that was in that area turned around and looked at him, and we're just like, what? Yeah, it was pretty, like, he's pretty out there, pretty out there. Today he was walking around with pasties on, with no shirt, and just, like, he's intense. He's one hell of a trip. But, oh, yeah, shout out to the Prosbys that are at my mod right now, who are here visiting Hampshire College. We have a little friend of ours who kind of got them in outer space right now, and they're in their dreams right now because of her, you know. It's all her fault. It's all her fault. I have one. My Prosby is laying on my couch right now in another world. So, yeah. Go, girl. I'm not going to say nothing, but you know who you are. Anywho. I keep saying anywho too many times. Y'all might hate me for that. Jarrell's still here. He's giving me an awkward look, as usual. You know, it's nothing new. We're just antisocial Pisces. But I'm going to play this video that I always found really funny. It's called I Love Fat Bitches, and it's a YouTube video with this guy expressing his love for fat bitches. So I don't like to use the word bitch, but it's really funny in this video. So if you haven't heard it yet or seen the video, you're gonna hear it now. So yeah.
So I just finished fucking this bitch, you know, she's so sexy, gorgeous, beautiful bitch. Like, no, she's really fat, but don't judge me. Do not judge me, because I know some of you niggas out there, y'all be fucking fat bitches, and this pussy was mad good, so I don't care what anybody says, I'll fuck a fat bitch, fuck y'all. Nothing wrong with the fat bitch, you know? There's nothing wrong with her, because right now it's starting to get cold, you know? It's about that season when you need a fat bitch to go on top of you, warm your shit up. Yeah. Wait. This is the best part. Seriously, this is the best part. After we're done fucking, guess what the bitch say to me?
Are you hungry?
Like, are you serious? Damn right I'm hungry. I'm mad hungry. I'm glad you asked. Let's eat, fat bitch. And now I got her downstairs making me pancakes and eggs and, like, bacon and sausage. Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm falling in love. Like, seriously, falling in love. Like, seriously, you skinny bitches need to step your game up. Like, seriously, y'all gotta step your game up because, like, I don't even want y'all no more because these fat bitches is like, they holding it down. First off, the sex is great. And she gonna cook for me? She cooks for me after? Oh, whoa! Whoa! Now, skinny bitches always complaining about, like, oh, it hurts. Ow, ow, it hurts. Stop, slow down, wait, oh. Like, seriously? But this fat bitch was taking it like a champ. Like, seriously, I'll dig her shit out and she's just, like, taking it. I only had, like, one problem with the fat bitch. Like, I tried to lift her up and it was like, nah, it wasn't happening. I couldn't lift that bitch up for nothing. Like, my back, it still hurts from that shit. That fucking fat-ass bitch. Ugh. But she made me forget about all of that as soon as she started sucking my dick. Ugh. Like, really? There's nothing like a fat bitch head. I swear. I put some mayonnaise on my shit, and then, like, she just went to work. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. I never had a girl suck me harder than her. Like, she was sucking the shit out of my, like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, this Christmas, just get me 2 fat bitches and 2 bags of Cheetos to give to the 2 fat bitches when they get hungry. Fuck fat bitches! So fucking what? Fat bitches, fat bitches, hey. Fat bitches, fat bitches, hey. Fat bitches, fat bitches, hey.
Fat bitches, fat bitches, hey. Oh my god, I'm sorry. That was just, oh. So what if it's ignorance? I know it's really bad, but I can't. You better fix that. Oh my god. If you were not laughing as hard as I was laughing, watch the video. His facial expressions, I mean, he got sunglasses on, but yo, that's some. Oh lord, I couldn't stop laughing. That's, I mean, like, damn. Hey, give it props to fat girls. Hey, fat girls. Yeah. Shut up, Jarrell. Anyway. Oh man, that had me dying. I'm sorry, I had to share that video to the rest of the world. So hey, there's nothing wrong with having a fat girl around. I mean, hey, I know a lot of guys be having, like, you know, fat girl fetishes. Like, apparently my friend's uncle, who's married to a very nice, thin woman, has, like, porn videos of, like, fat girls, according to my friend. I'm not saying no names, just saying. Boy, I'm gonna give you some dancing music, and Jarrell Walkins just totally messed up my other mic. So I'm gonna play this song while I beat him up. So yeah, enjoy it. Girls on the dance floor, and we don't talk. Girls on the dance floor. Girls on the dance floor. Girls on the dance floor. Your girls and come chill with a star. He up in VIP, drinks on me, swag on tight with a gangsta lean. Everybody knows just who I are. Yo, girl, you know what it is.
Girl, you know what it is.
Follow me to the flow.
Follow me to the flow.
You can bring a couple friends.
Can bring a couple friends.
They can drink a little more.
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 Oh, you don't hear me though.
Oh, you don't hear me though.
They can drink a little more.
If you're looking for me, I'm with the
girls on the dance floor.
I'm easy to see, I'm with the
girls on the dance floor.
You know I love it with
the girls on the dance floor.
That's why this one is for the
girls on the dance floor.
You know about these stereotypes.
Yeah, yeah.
I take
take a shot of Patron. Two shots, then it's on. Three shot, four shot, five shot. Oh shit, I think I'm gone. You see that girl walking by? She gave me them bedroom eyes. Later on, I'ma take that home and smack them bedroom thighs.
Girl, you know what it is.
Girl, you know what it is.
Follow me to the floor.
Follow me to the floor.
You can bring your friends.
You can bring your friends.
They can bring a couple more.
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 Oh, you don't hear me though.
Oh, you don't hear me though.
They can bring a couple more.
If you're looking for me, I'm with the.
All day.
You can see I'm with the.
All night. All day. 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 All night. All night. What the fuck? Partying, I thought to myself, what the fuck,
what the fuck?
All day, all night.
All day, all night,
all night,
all night.
FIFA la fiesta, FIFA la noche, FIFA los DJ. I couldn't believe what I was leaving, so I called my friend Johnny, and I said to him, Johnny, la gente está muy loca, what the fuck?
I just did with a whole bunch of different stuff. Yeah, that's how I did it. We got a little hall in the building, Dante.
Hey.
Introduce yourself. Who are you?
It's Dante. My first year, you know. We out here doing our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, let me tell you, this man has pasties on.
I'm a lady.
Lady on the no-no.
Whatever.
Anyway, he's the one who shouted out how you didn't like Mexicans across the quad.
You know what?
Everybody turned around and looked at you like you was crazy.
I love Mexican people. I love tacos.
That's exactly what I was just saying. Okay, all right. All right, your mic is off.
What?
No, but they can still hear you though.
They better.
Sadly.
But anyway, we out here doing our thing. The next song coming up is.
No, actually, listen, Boo-Boo Kitten.
Listen. I requested a song, and I want my request. I'm not leaving here until I get it.
You'll get it when you go over there.
When I give you, okay, here, let me give you the song.
I already have the song.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, okay.
It's called Big Mama Thing.
Okay, listen, it's 9:45. It's time for astrology moment, okay?
We don't need to know about the stars.
Yes, it's called Underground Stars for a reason, Boo Boo Kitten. Anywho.
It don't have nothing to do with the Underground Railroad, does it? okay.
Yeah. Really, Dante, really? Okay, I'm sorry. It's 9:45. It's time for the astrology part of the show. So, here we go. Aries has a soft heart but heals quickly. Tauruses are fierce lovers and even more fierce friends. Gemini has a diverse group of friends. Cancers should be topless to let their beauty shine. Cancers rules the chest and breasts. A Leo can be very romantic. Virgos always looks before they leap. Follow a Libra, you will end up somewhere interesting. Never betray the trust of a Scorpio. It will take a very long time before they will be able to trust you again. Sagittarius seeks new life experiences that teach them valuable lessons and to be proud of who they are. Capricorn will help you out and expect nothing in return. Aquarius will turn your normal safe life upside down. Pisces will help you reach your goals and dreams, even if it means giving up theirs. Hey, that was the astrology part on
the
show.
Honestly, that was some good astrology. I usually don't believe in astrology, but I'm a Sagittarius, so you hit mine dead on the, like, I'm doing new life experiences. Like, I've never been outside without my shirt on. And I'm learning stuff today. I've learned that I love being different. And this is awesome.
Good shit.
Oh, you wasn't giving me that. You just wasn't, okay. Hey, at least.
All right, we're going to give Dante his request, because he's...
This is for all you nasty girls out there and boys.
Yep.
You know where Dakin's at if you're feeling something.
Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy on this campus. All right.
Came to spice things up, lady. You got it going on. You got it going on. I used to be scared of the dick. Now I throw lips to the shit. Handle it like a real bitch. Have a hunter. Janet Jack me. Take it in the bun. Yes, what? I got land in Switzerland. Even got sand in the Maryland. Bahamas in the spring. Baby, it's a big mama thing. Can't tell by the diamonds in my rings. That's how many times I wanna come. 21 and another one and another one and another one. 24 carats, nigga. When I'm fucking with the average nigga, work the shack, brothers be back and old. Don't you like the way I roll and play with my pushy? Tell me what's on your mind when your tongue's in the pussy. Is it marriage? Baby carriage? Shit, no, on a dime, shit is mine. Got to keep them coming all the time.
Killers be quiet, my niggas spray the riots. Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
Killers be quiet, my niggas spray the riots. Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
I beg and untrust you in the studio with me. Don't they know I'm trying to set you continuously? Pull a high power cool, make you jump ship. Lead who you with, run with the Rockefeller crew. Trick you for the cheese, tear your boom up. Spread an L rumor, make it flip on little C's. Twist you backwards, get the dough from your platinum hits. Rock little Kim hats and shit. I guess down and dirty for the dough, I got love. And Big know it, he must got the studio bug. Probably as we speak, he's on his way up the street with the mafia thugs and all types. But I ain't trying to beef, I'm just trying to eat. And horizontally, the way I hold my eye is sweet. And them my niggas, but I like the sound. Little Kim and Jigga sound like figures.
Killers be quiet, my niggas spread the riots. Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be.
MCD's shit, I never quit. Saw a nigga wood, pussy greased up. That the G's up, keeps the knees up. What the fuck, stay feeling. Half a million, Geneva Diva. Yeah, I throws it down. Lay around, clown, the clock stops for no one. Never 68 than 01. Takes one to no one. Let the off with the Playboy magazine. Fucking with the dome, push the keys. GS3's the eights. Y'all ride crates, state to state. Pretend it takes mad dimes from New York to Anaheim. While you daydreaming wine, I just keep getting mine. And I'm married to this. Y'all strategy listen, still planning weddings. Mafioso weddings, all the bullshit. Any type of threatens.
Alright, that was your little Kim on the low. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I hope everybody's enjoying the show. Just giving again a few shout outs to my best friend Rachel, my best friend Saul, my best friend Adomico, everybody that I love to death.
You forgot somebody though.
Oh, Dante, I love you too.
I hope so, and you always say the best for last, so that's
not there we go. Yes, so one day I was at work, right? You know, I was just chilling at work. I used to work at Pinkberry. Shitty ass Pinkberry. Fuck Pinkberry. No offense. Everybody can love it. I love my managers. I love my coworkers, but they understand. Just imagine to every damn customer that comes inside the store. Hi, welcome to Pinkberry. My name's so-and-so. What would you? Is this your first time here? Would you like to try any flavors? All right, so why don't you try this one? And maybe you should try that topping. And how was your experience for the day? Here's your change. Thank you. Have a great day. Mind you have to do that to every freaking customer.
You knew that when you went for the interview.
I did not know that. Shit. If I would have known, I would never sign up for the job. Besides that, the reason why I'm talking about that, so basically they play like, you can't play music you want to listen to. You have to listen to the corporate music. So every type of song, they make it like into a more pop version. Like I can't, like more like elevator music, and it's not good. But this song that I'm about to play, it's I'm gonna play a little bit of it, but I actually really, really like it, and I want somebody, I don't know, whoever's listening, if you guys know how to work with beats or, I don't know anybody who can, like, mix it up, and then we can, like, do something on top of it, it would sound like a really good plan, but here, check it out. Basically how it goes for majority of the song. I don't know, it just sounds so fucking dope, like so flowy. It's called Fleur Blanche by Orsten, O-R-S-T-E-N. I'm gonna see if I can get in contact with a few people that can help me with that, because I don't know, it just sounds fucking great. But other than that, our show's gonna end in a few minutes. I just wanna thank everybody for listening, and I've been realizing it's really, like, I was just talking to Jarrell, you know, like, talking about how I really want to get into
radio and all that kind of stuff, because apparently everybody's telling me I have a radio voice. Sorry, I'm congested today, but usually I guess my voice is like different, whatever. But shut up. But thank you though. Yeah, so I really want to get into radio and stuff like that, and I'm just noticing like how difficult it is to advertise, and I don't mean to like bug everybody on like Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr, everybody to like and text a whole bunch of people and tell them to listen and stuff like that, but you know, I feel like I have a good show to offer. You know, I have my astrology part, I have some, I let people listen to shit that they don't listen to on a regular basis, so I mean, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, and that's what I, you know, I like to go through different types of music, from international bass to, you know, locally to people, like, and like, obviously I brought my friend to do some poetry, and hopefully next week he'll come again, and I'll bring more people, and we could just have like a whole bunch of stuff, and people could send me stuff, you know, if you have me on Twitter or Facebook, just send me something and I can read it for you, or if you want, you can have my friend read it, because he has such a great voice, like Eggs from True Blood. And on that note, I'm going to end the show with this group called The Chemical Brothers, and the song is called Do It Again, and it's a pretty dope song. People don't really know about them, but they're pretty cool. Check them out on YouTube. They have some dope videos, so yeah. Yeah.